our community connection this morning, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And I get to spend a little bit of time talking with candidate for the State House, Martin Garber. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
And thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know it's an opportunity for every candidate to get that last-minute messaging in and be the last voice that voters hear before they mark their ballot. But this vote is important. There are so many reasons that we get quality people to do the job.
Thank you for allowing me the time, Charlie.
I know that you and every other candidate have been knocking on doors and making personal contact with people. I had a candidate for office stop by my home just a couple of days ago. What are people talking to you about now when you knock on their door? Anything particularly that you hear consistently on people's mind?
Well, keep in mind, Charlie, I've been talking mostly to Republicans when you knock doors, because all of us have various lists, and since this is a Republican primary, those predominantly are the doors I've been knocking on all over Bartlesville, Collinsville, Vera, Oglesby, but I've been after this for about a year now. So I've knocked a lot of doors, I've talked to a lot of people, I've made various presentations. You hear all kinds of comments. Some people want to talk about taxes, a lot of people want to talk about education and the lack of funding. You hear all different aspects of it. Since we all generally put out there something called a push card, you get telephone calls too. So the other night I got a telephone call about 9:30 at night and talked to this gentleman for about 30 minutes, and he wanted to talk about schools and taxes so you just get all different types of discussions.
Well, with the 30 to 50,000 people showing up at the state capitol on teacher pay or school funding issues, it is the issue of the year. We're not going to avoid it. You've got a background in education. You've worked with the Bartlesville Promise Program. You have served several years on Tulsa Community College Board of Trustees. You are plugged into education.
Yeah, we are. You know, this started long before what you just mentioned. As manager of government relations for Phillips Petroleum Company, we've been active as a company, and I say we, I'm retired now, but the company's been active in education for a long time and supporting quality education in Oklahoma. My involvement goes clear back to Governor Bellman, when he had his historic House Bill 1017 bill, which would have narrowed the size of classes, made them smaller, provided additional funding. Pete Silas and I were in Oklahoma City many, many times negotiating that bill and opposing the aftermath of it, which would have overturned it.
It was part of that aftermath that gave us the situation we had, the legislature had to deal with now, that make it the toughest to hurdle to cross to raise taxes across the country.
There's no question that 75% rule of both the House and the Senate, where they both have to pass a bill by 75% to be able to have it go in effect. And that's really what has happened. They did get 75% here in this House Bill 1010XX during the special session that gave the teachers the $6,000 a year raise. So it appears that that's going to be discussed again with maybe an overturn, just like we had on 1017. And I'm sure the business community once again will stand up and take the side of the schools and hopefully defeat that initiative if it gets on the ballot. But as you ask, I've been involved. We took the lead with Governor Keating to try to have higher standards with his 4x4 program. And then obviously here locally, I was deeply involved to try to improve the standards at Jane Phillips School when they went on the at-risk level, and we raised a lot of money, and they've done very well over there since the mid-90s. Here recently, several of us, we've got a board of 11 business people, and we raised private funds to help the schools in a program called Bartlesville Education Promise. It's been very successful. Today, we tutor in all nine public schools in Bartlesville after school with transportation home, and we tutor in reading at the elementary level, math and English at the mid-highs, and at the high school, math, English, and science. We employ 72 teachers, Bartlesville teachers, in that effort. And then also we have summer programs that are ongoing right now. We have a very aggressive STEM program out at Tri-County Tech. We've got close to 300 students out there right now learning about English, well, about math, science, computing, and engineering. And then we have programs at the Boys and Girls Club in art. And then later this summer, we'll have transition at both the mid-highs and the high school, mm-hmm. where any student can, in the fifth grade and the eighth grade, can go learn about their new school during the summer beforehand.
So, yes, Superintendent McCauley was in yesterday. We were talking about those transition camps. Yeah. And you know, that was something that, you know, okay, mom and dad may have dropped us off when you and I were students, that make you go into the new school and, you know, learn the where each class was, kind of walk through the class schedule a few times during that week before school, learn the combination to our locker and that sort of thing. But now it's a much more formal program. You get to meet some of the teachers and some of the staff in addition to getting that locker and that sort of thing taken care of.
Well, yeah, these are basically week-long classes, and not only do you get to meet the new teachers, you learn about where everything is, including your locker and how to open it. But mm-hmm. The most important aspect is, if the kids are listening, which I know they will be, you learn about homework and you learn about requirements. And that's really important for a student today, that you get a head start on learning about what is expected of you as a student to be successful at this school.
Well, in your experience in some of the programs that we were talking about, like Bartlesville Education Promise, you had to gather some pretty broad-based support, both in the business community and just community leadership in general, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We probably, to be able to raise the $100,000 a year that program's cost today, we have support from individuals, businesses, foundations. We probably have over 200 people and organizations supporting that program here in Bartlesville. It's very heartening to us that see the broad-based support for quality education here in Bartlesville.
Do you feel that gives you the experience to build a coalition to pass a bill in the state legislature?
Well, yes, I think so, but it's going to take a lot more than that. Education is just one aspect of this job. And the interesting thing, most people are here want to talk education, which is great, mm-hmm. but if you're a legislator or a senator in our system, over a year, you're going to be looking at, there's over 2,000 bills, and it's on a whole, every issue you can imagine. As we talked before we started this program, everything from marijuana to, you know, human rights to taxes to, you know, fish and wildlife issues.
Exactly.
It's just a whole host of issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would tell you, that's I think that gives me yes, I know education, but also representing a major corporation like Phillips for 35 years and being manager of government relations for over 20, you know, I dealt with a lot of issues, a lot of business issues, a lot of issues dealing with Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. But as manager of government relations, I had to deal with 50 states, and so we saw a lot of different type of issues. But right here in Bartlesville, you know, as a lot of people really, we don't go broadcast what we do as manager of government relations, but we've seen a lot of interesting issues. I mentioned House Bill 1017 mm-hmm. back in the 90s, but
sure.
Since then we've dealt with taxes both at the state and the federal level. We dealt with two hostile takeovers. That wasn't a very pleasant time for Bartlesville. Some really good things we dealt with. We got a four-lane road between here and Tulsa, so and that was kind of an interesting part of my career, getting that accomplished. So that's kind of the type of thing you do But you also do some other fun things, like managing the 100-year anniversary of the oil industry here when we had George Bush here. So
that was a fun day at the community center.
Yeah, that was. And that was a year-long effort, but it was a two-week effort here in Bartlesville, and being able to manage that for the company and for Bartlesville was a lot of fun.
Well, it was, and I think if people remember that celebration, the number of forces that had to come together to get just the local celebration what it was, and then to bring in people like George Herbert Walker Bush and others to celebrate what went on here.
Well, individually, too, it's kind of fun. I had met the president many times, but to have him here and kind of with you for an afternoon and evening, and if you recall, we had 500 people in the Adams Building Auditorium that came out to greet him and had a great evening, and probably one of the most fun parts, I didn't go pick him up in the company jet. I sent my secretary, Ann Clayton, my assistant, and she got a kick out of that, but I did ride home and took him back to Houston, and I invited my daughter, Kristen, to join us, so she was waiting on the plane when we got there, and the interesting discussion between my daughter and the president was interesting, because she had just jumped out of an airplane, taken her first parachute flight, mm-hmm. and of course he did that kind of annually, and so they had a great discussion about how high they were and where they were and what exciting part of their life that was, being able to parachute out of a plane.
Well, we'll try to draw this conversation back to the state house race, but I'm sure there was an experience that we can apply to government leadership. We're going to take a short break and continue with candidate Martin Garber coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Talking with Martin Garber, candidate for state representative, and again, you can vote today or tomorrow or Saturday at the County Election Board office, and of course, polls will be open Tuesday, 7 to 7. Martin, when we started off, we talked about taxes, we talked about schools a little bit. Taxes are something that people have to associate with government. We want government programs, we want roads, we want human welfare programs and that sort of thing, and the only way government has to pay for them is through our tax dollars, and the man that you're running to replace, Earl Sears' original campaign slogan was, "It's your money." And I know he was confident or cognizant of that every day. Taxes and money still on people's minds, I'm sure, when you talk to them.
Yeah, there's no question. And, I've heard people talk about it in various different ways. I don't think any of us like to pay more taxes than we should. But at the other hand, I've heard people say, well, if you're paying taxes, it must mean you're doing pretty good, too.
Yeah, you know? There is that.
Yeah, so I don't think many of us think about it that way, but I have heard people on knocking on doors say that. One thing, Charlie, that the focus of my campaign and the focus of my interest in running is maybe a little bit different than other people. Yes, I understand education, I understand healthcare, but the real interest of mine is how do we grow Oklahoma? Mm-hmm. My focus is how do we expand the economy of our state, and how do we set that in motion? And I would tell you the one question you all ask at these forums that I think is a valuable question is, how are you going to do that? And, You know, we've got to create a different attitude in Oklahoma. We've got to have elected officials, whether it's me, the governor, the Speaker of the House, the legislature, or any member of the legislature, we've got to start thinking, how do we grow our state? If we don't, we just continue to have divisive activities. And you've got to be in a position where you bring the Republicans together, but you also got to be able to talk to the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, and we all start working towards a common goal. So I think we need to develop a series of goals, and the number one goal is to how do we grow our state? Mm-hmm. Because if we can't grow our state, attract new people here, and diversify our state away from the oil industry, which is so we're so dependent on today, then we've got to, you know, it sets a whole different degree of metrics if we can grow our state. And then you'll have the resources to be able to fund some of the needed things like education, like health care, mental health, prisons, roads, and to our core services. But we've got to grow our state. And thank goodness the oil prices have come back a little bit to $65 or so dollars a barrel. That's given us a little leeway and breathing room so that we can look at talking positive about our state once again.
But so you're talking, and I'm not trying to put words in the candidate's mouth there, you're talking marketing Oklahoma to the other 49, whether it's come visit us as a tourism destination or, more importantly, choose Oklahoma as a place to do business.
Well, yeah, not only other 49, but the international aspect, Charlie. We've got right here in Bartlesville, we've got two very fine quality companies today that are owned by international companies, Switzerland and Germany. And we, as a member of the Bartlesville Development Authority right now, we talk to those companies and their primary people back home on a regular basis. And so they're asking questions, and tough questions. Well, what's going on in Oklahoma that you have 30,000 people down there, all teachers, complaining about education? Well, they're complaining about their pay, not necessarily education, because they provide a quality service to our state. But the international people see that also. Mm-hmm. So not only other 49 states. So we've got to be in a position where we start talking positive about our state and all aspects of our state to be able to attract new jobs and new people to our state.
Are there any particular sectors that you would like to see improved? I mean, I know most people know aviation is our second biggest business sector, but there are a lot of sectors that are available that I think we could excel in.
Well, yeah, aeronautics is really important with American Airlines bringing people in, Boeing bringing people in, but that gives us the leeway to even jumpstart that even further. But transportation is key to us, too, and basic manufacturing. As a member of the Bartlesville Development Authority right now, we started a program recently where we're sending internet and social media aspects to people all over the country. We've sent over 1 million aspects of social media, and obviously you're going to push on places like California and Illinois and that have high taxes.
Sure.
We also are pushing into Texas pretty hard because they had a terrific problem with the hurricane, and a lot of those companies down there still haven't opened their doors because of that.
Right.
And thank goodness we don't have that. Basically, we have low taxes, we have a quality workforce, and we have the space to expand. A perfect example is Amazon. They're coming to Owosso area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that want to look at expansion. And we're a wonderful place. Oklahoma's a wonderful place to expand. And we all get tied up in talking negative about our state. We ought to be talking positive about how great it is. And our taxes in Oklahoma are not high compared to other states. And we have a great workforce, and we have especially here in Bartlesville, a quality education system.
Well, we'll look to you to be the Ronald Reagan talking about the good things that are right about America, and you can talk about what's right in Oklahoma.
We all ought to be doing that.
It is election time, and again, people can go to the polls and cast their ballot today at the county election board, tomorrow at the county election board, Saturday at the election board, Tuesday, 7 to 7. Marty, I need to start putting a bow on this here. Final issue, if there's something we need to talk about, and then send them to your website.
I will. It's martingarber.com, and I would hope that people look at it. I would hope people consider voting for me. I've been here for 35 years or more this time around. Anytime you're with Phillips, you're here more than that, at least once or twice.
Yeah.
And my wife and I raised our kids here, and the real reason I ran, I just got mad, and I was not happy about what's going on in Oklahoma City, and I think we can do better than what we have, and I've got the talents and experience to be able to represent this district more than adequately.
Well, I know just from others that I have heard that there are a lot of people that are standing alongside you.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it. I hope they look at my total career here if I haven't met you, look at my website. My phone number's there. Give me a call any time of day or night.
Thank you very much. Candidate for State Representative Martin Garber with us this morning. Again, you can cast an early ballot today, tomorrow, or Saturday at the election board. And please vote. We'll give you the vote totals when we report those after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And, of course, our broadcast at that time will be brought to you by Phillips 66. Let's check the forecast and more in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
We missed out on the showers and storms yesterday. The front is finally moving across southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma.